You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's about 15 minutes to the top of the hour. And joining me now in the studio is Brenda Taylor, who is the who teaches at Juno Community Charter School and is really wearing her Juno, her co-chair for the STEM Coalition hat today on Juno Afternoon. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So you're here to talk about the new science art partner lessons that have been developed for the elementary classroom. So this is really interesting, pairing art and science in the classroom. Is it a pretty common concept that they do in a lot of places?
I think arts integration and science and arts integration is something that lots of people believe in, and doing it well so that you're really true to the science contents and goals and true to the art contents and goals is difficult. That's what we're finding out. So we're really pleased with what we've done.
And this year was the first year that it was introduced to elementary school students. And so tell us a little bit. Let's take a step back and talk a little bit about the philosophy of the lessons that were developed for the classroom.
Okay. So I would say a big piece of it comes from the district's big artful teaching grant, where they're really, really working with lots of teachers and professional development on arts integration. And that's they're working with the Kennedy Center, and I have their definition for arts integration, if I could just read that.
Of course.
Okay. So it says, arts integration is an approach to teaching in which students construct and demonstrate understanding through an art form. Students engage in a creative process which connects an art form and another subject area and meets evolving objectives in both. So that is a really key part. So how can we be teaching the objectives of science and the objectives of art, and how can they really be complementing each other?
So let's talk a little bit about the origin of some of the lessons. You talked about the philosophy, and then the school district decided we're going to do this. We're going to develop some lesson plans. Where did you start?
So we started with what would be simple science lessons that would be hands-on, particularly physical science. Elementary teachers tend to be a lot stronger in biology and marine. Like, it's easy to do that here where we live, right?
Yeah.
So we thought, what would be lessons that would be easy to get the materials for and helpful for teachers to have a kit of? And what could we imagine having some kind of an art connection to? So there was a science educator from Colorado who worked with us, Nancy Lanehart, who's the district's art specialist, and then several other people who are brainstorming about what could those lessons be. And we very much worked from NGSS, which is the next generation of science standards. It's basically the school district's science curriculum, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make sure that we were hitting the standards for what the teachers are expected to teach in science at each particular grade. So we chose six science lessons. And then we had the science educator come up, model these lessons for the teachers to see how one good way to teach a science lesson. And one of the things that we really worked on was having Nancy, the art teacher, in there teaching the science lesson as well, so that she could be thinking about, so how does an artist's frame of mind and skill set complement the science that they're doing? So, for instance, they're doing drawing of something. She very much helped them think about, so how do, let's remember the drawing lessons we've done in art class, and how can we apply that now to when we want to record this information in our science notebook about what we see? Or here's a technique for thinking about cross-hatching, or let's think about these motions, whatever. You can imagine that thinking about the skills of an artist can be super helpful to being a scientist.
Absolutely. I wonder if you could give a specific example of one of the lessons that they did in the classroom. When we were talking earlier, I liked the one about light and shadow.
Mm-hmm. So the first grade lesson is on lights and shadow. And so it says in what first graders are supposed to be doing is that they're supposed to learn about shadows and what's opacity, what makes something be opaque, translucent, transparent, what do all those ideas mean? So the science lesson was, here's a flashlight, here's a lot of different objects like dried seaweed and a button and maybe a pencil. And so how do you actually make a shadow? Well, you need your light source and you need the object, and you also need a surface behind that object for the shadow to show up on. And that seems pretty intuitive to us, but for first graders, it actually takes some time to put those together and make mm-hmm. that work. And then Nancy was there helping them think about, so now how can we draw this in a way that we can record what we did in our experiments and what we learned about those different pieces? So that was the science part. And then Nancy came back, and the teachers then had the next couple of months to choose when they wanted to do that science lesson. We made sure that we provided all the flashlights and the dried kelp and all these different materials that made really interesting shadows. So the teachers taught the science lesson. And then Nancy came in with her art lesson, which complemented what they'd been doing with shadows already. And so she read them the story about how the raven – how the box of daylight.
Okay.
And so she told them that story, and then she introduced the idea of making shadow puppets to them. And so they had colored acetate, so that it wasn't just a shadow that was going to – either you're going to see something or not going to see something. Now the shadows were going to be darker or different colors depending on what you were holding in front of that light. And the motivation, so the drama, right? How do you make shadow puppets, which are really static? How do you make a play out of that? So they had to learn quite a bit of drama in that as well. Well, if it's your character that's talking, you should be wiggling your puppet, right? In any case, so they were constantly using those skills of science of, hey, I need to test with my flashlight what it's going to look like when I put these eyes on my puppet. Oh, the audience isn't going to see those eyes because I haven't figured out about the shadow and the opacity. So they had to do a lot of experimenting for this vision of what they wanted artistically. And because they had done the science lessons, they had that basis for then being able to explore what they wanted to do artistically with these specific artistic goals that Nancy had for them as well. Does that work, make sense?
Oh, yeah. I think that's super interesting. And so these lessons were introduced to elementary school kids this year for the first time. And I know a lot of work and coordination went into developing them. And this year was kind of like the test run. Mm-hmm. So what's in store for the future?
So I think it would be wonderful to make more of these partner lessons. I don't know if we'll do them in the same way, but I think we will continue to try to work toward that. I know specifically in terms of these lessons that we've started, the school district and some other local organizations are working with the science lessons to integrate other aspects. So we have these partner art lessons, but we're also developing partner culture lessons. So, for instance, another one of the pairings is there's one about sorting rocks. Second graders are supposed to understand about matter and how do you sort and classify. So they have screen meshes and they sieve rocks for different sizes. And then they talk about, well, why would you even care about sorting rocks? Mm-hmm. And, oh, let's look around Juneau and see the different places where we use big rocks and little rocks in roads or in gardens or all sorts of places.
Decorative purposes, functional purposes,
right?
Structural.
Exactly. And so what Nancy did with them is she had them make clay pots, very little clay pots that fit in their palm. So they talked about how do you make clay? Oh, it's that very, very, very finest rock, right, that's been ground up so many times. And then they decorated it with sand and glass. And so, again, they're talking about these different gradations of rocks and what those rocks would be used for in different ways. So she did that whole art component. But then now teachers and Gold Belt and Discovery Southeast are building on that part and saying, so in Juneau, what are some other connections? For instance, at Auk Rec, you know, the Tlingit long ago sorted the rocks on the beach so that the canoes could come up more easily, so that there'd be better places for canoes.
Wow.
So how do we think about those cultural connections? How do we think more about the geology science connections? We've got, Seacon's Happy Valley pit over here where the big kids are sorting rocks all the time. So how can we bring all those connections in? So in terms of the future, that's where we're expanding to as well.
Well, that's really exciting. And how do you feel about all this, being the co-chair of STEM and coordinating a lot of the science and lesson plans?
I think it's really exciting. I think we have a phenomenally rich environment for kids to learn in. And anything that we can do to make it easier for kids to get to that environment, to make it easier for teachers to access that, we are super, super excited to facilitate.
That actually leads me to one last question for you, mm-hmm. which is, do parents who want their child to have this lesson or lessons, do they need to do anything special? Is this incorporated into all of the school district's lessons plans or just the charter school?
No, it's district-wide.
District-wide. Well, that's great news.
So this year...
What an undertaking.
Nancy, these art lessons were taught in every K-5 class, and then they get put in the art center, and then teachers choose which ones they want to do in the future. But from what I've heard, the teachers are very happy about this partnering and are looking forward to teaching it. So this year it was modeled for them, mm-hmm. right? But next year they'll do it on their own. So they're looking forward
they
to saying,
make it their own.
Yeah, okay, now I'm going to take that science kit. Maybe I'll change it a little. I'm going to take that art lesson that goes with it, and I'll maybe adjust that a little bit. So it's pretty fun.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much for telling us all about that. Is there any last thoughts you want to add about it?
Nancy just wanted me to tell you about the third grade lesson really quickly because
okay.
it's pendulum painting.
Okay, tell us.
She just said it was so wonderful. They had two chairs and they had a yardstick, and then they had basically a cup with a little hole in the bottom where they had paint in it. And it was about predicting motion. And so there was one person whose job it was to record the data, one person's job whose job it was to clean up, and one person's job was to be the artist and to think, this is what I want. And so they pushed that pendulum full of paint different directions and started noticing different patterns.
Oh, wow.
And so then noticing that, then they'd say, okay, now what do I proactively want to have happen as an artist? So she was – and that built upon another motion and prediction that they had done with science and wheels and axles. So she just – she was so thrilled with how the kids worked together and took their roles so seriously because they understood them all. So it's – and it's just – it's really fun seeing how all that works out.
That sounds like a great time. I'm glad that it went over so well with the kiddos. Well, thanks again, Brenda. I do appreciate all that information. Every time you come here, I learn something new about what our – local kids are learning. So thanks for all that you do.
Well, it's very exciting. Thank you very much for having us in.
Yep. Happy holidays.
Okay.